From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.
Today on 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, Jeff and I have managed to wrangle co-creator of the show, Jake Brunell, away from the East Coast and stacks of law books to sit in with us for the musical roundtable. And also, Colorado native and musician on the rise, Miette Hope drops by for a performance and insightful conversation. And KRCC's Mountain West reporter, Ellie Budner, pays a visit to violin maker extraordinaire, Juan Pablo Mijares. It's AirCheck 2020. Stay tuned.
So as usual, we begin our show with a roundtable discussion, invite a guest into the studios. We all sit at the felt-covered roundtable, and we bring a song, and we talk about it. And today, Vicki, our guest
is Jake Brunell.
Jake's
That's right.
Jake's back.
Here. Here he is.
Jake's here. And besides the obvious of why that would be a delightful way to spend some time, Jake promised us
when he left,
he would come back and do another roundtable, and he's as good as his word.
That's right. The prodigal son returns. It's great to be back. It's nice to see the mountains with fresh eyes. I would never take them for granted again after being away, you know.
In D.C. You're in D.C.
That's right.
So it's cityscapes surround you.
Yep. The Capitol, the White House, all the monuments.
Ick.
Yep. The swamp, they call it.
Yeah.
The swamp, living in the swamp.
That's right.
So, Jeff, would you like to kick off our official beginning 2020 roundtable?
Sure.
Here on AirCheck?
Sure.
What did you pick?
Well, you know, as an old man, I've found my favorites. We've established that I like Radiohead a lot. Another artist that I like a lot is Beck, and he's got a new CD out, and from that new release, this song is called Stratosphere.
Turn me around. Vision course with the sun.
I remember when Beck first hit the scene. I was a young man then. Beck had a hit called Loser, and it was kind of jarring, and it was kind of hard to listen to in some respects. And here he is with this song Stratosphere from his new album, and it's melodic and it's easy to listen to and it's old man friendly. and I love it. I love the sound that he's moved into.
Yeah.
It's very lush. He's working with Pharrell Williams on production and some of the co-songwriting on this record. He's staying beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny to think that this is the same artist that made Loser.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just, by this point, sanded all the edges down into a nice spherical
smooth. That's a nice way to put it, yeah.
You know, it's just like so mellow, so nice.
So my question to you guys is it wrong of me to go to the same artist in our roundtable discussions where we're supposed to bring new music to the table? Is it wrong, Jake, to go back to familiar artists?
You know, I don't think it's wrong. One thing about our contemporary music culture is, like, artists come and go so much. They become so disposable. I find this in my own music listening where, you know, there will be an artist that I get really into for, like, a period of time, and then I kind of am paying attention to whatever else is new that's coming out, and then I just completely forget that I ever had this, like, intimate relationship with some artist and some album. I think there's something to be said for maintaining that relationship, sticking with an artist, and there's a certain kind of respect to, like, wanting to hear what else they've got, not just, oh, I loved that one thing they did 10 years ago, and I don't care what else is out there. That's at least the
you're
best
okay.
way I can justify
I'm
it
okay.
for you, Jeff.
Yeah, you're okay. And that's very
Jake has said so.
It's
I'm
beautifully
okay.
put. Yeah, that's why we get excited when some of our favorite bands keep going, you know, for better or for worse, even. It's like, okay, well, yeah, hi. What are you doing?
So, Vicky, what are you excited about? What is it that you have maybe made into a new favorite?
Well, this is a record that came out in December, and it's introspective. It's a DJ, Matthew Brewer, producer DJ from Manchester, but he goes by the name of Frameworks, and the song is Imagine Gold. Love about Frameworks is these are analog synths that he used, synthesizers, and he did real drums and then did like a tape saturated kind of effect on them. But if you notice, every time the same thing comes around, he's just added another little thing to it, and the song just builds and builds that way. But by the end, even though it's keeping this vibe, there's a whole lot going on, and he just added it just one drop at a time, kind of a Stone Soup kind of song.
That's what I noticed, was this sort of building really nicely and slowly. And I also heard some steel drums.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
This is exactly the type of music that I need, Vicky. So thank you. I've been listening to a lot of instrumental ambient music as I'm studying, headphones on, trying to block out the surroundings, and this is going on the playlist.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. That means a lot. And just a way to start 2020, just take a breath. Here we go.
So Jake, you do listen to music while you're studying?
If I'm in like a coffee shop or something like that, and you want to be out in the world, don't want to just hole yourself up completely.
Right.
But need to sort of stay focused and block out the sound of people talking about whatever they're talking about over coffee. Yeah, I really like this. This is really nice.
Welcome back. I feel really good now.
All right, Jake. I'm a little nervous to find out what you've come up with. You're in D.C., you're in law school, and you're still maintaining hipness.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I am occasionally still listening to music when I have the time.
Okay, so what do you got for us?
All right, so this is a band called Oso Oso, and the song is called The View.
That reminds me so much of that specific period of time in music, and I'm going to be off on my years, so help me remember what years I'm talking about. But basically, it's a song that takes the perfection of what a top 40 song can do, but it marries it with that great indie stuff, and it's the kind of song, if you heard it on top 40, you'd be like, this is really good. That's what I would say, as opposed to like, ugh. You know, like, this is really good. That's how that song hits me.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, the first time I heard it, I thought, no, I can't do this. This is too polished, too, like, you know, I had read about it on some kind of blog or something, and reminded me, like, oh, this kind of hits me a little bit too much, like Blink 182 or something like that. You know, that old kind of, like, early 2000s
pop punk style.
And then I found myself thinking about it and kind of like, you know, the next day humming it in my head and like, you know what, I think I need to listen to that song again. And then it was like, I just started listening to it all the time, and it was one of those classic earworms. And the whole album, this is a band, you know, kind of indie band from Long Beach, New York.
Now see, I liked this from the get-go because it reminded me of the Strokes and that kind of rhythm guitar lead in. And I was like, I like this. No Blink 82, no Top 40. It was just like, this is New York rock. Yeah. I could hear it.
And now, like I said, I've kind of, as I've listened to it more and more, I've just grown kind of addicted to it. And the whole album is just super catchy, really well produced, just kind of sticks with you. It came out this summer, so it's not quite music, but it came out at a time when I still had free time to listen to new music. But yeah, it's really great, and I was glad to catch this, and I don't know, it's just kind of a fun song to jam out to and crank it, and you know,
yeah,
just good vibe.
Oh so The View. So, Jake, fill us in. What's been going on? First semester at law school.
It's a wild ride. It's a lot of work, and it's interesting being in D.C. at this crazy moment in our
We're following the news of the day now that you've got another, you know, perspective to bring into it.
I haven't been able to get out to any live music or anything, but I will say I've had two good musical experiences so far since I've been in D.C.
One is
a guy outside the train station who brings his trombone and a boombox and like blasts his boombox to some really cool like reggaeton music, and then plays his trombone along with the melody, the vocals, and it's just amazing. And it's just like kind of echoes throughout the train station, and he's got this really like performative, almost like he's kind of pointing his trombone at people. Really good. The second good musical experience I had out there was a parade on the National Mall, where I just we were down there one day, and there are all these trucks, like semi trucks, but without the cargo, just the cabs, driving in a line, just an endless stream of them, all blowing their horn, but they've all got slightly different tones, and it was like this crazy Steve Reich like ambient soundscape of truck horns blaring for about 10 minutes straight.
Wow.
So definitely getting to know the sounds of the city, I guess.
That's great. So one other thing. You're home with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Got married while you were away in D.C.
That's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
That was
yeah,
a good
really
move.
Excited.
That's
that right.
That was good.
Yeah, I agree.
Lock that down. That's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank
Jake,
you.
It is wonderful to see you.
Yeah, it's so good to be back.
Smile on my face to see the old Jake Brownell sitting at the table.
I mean, yeah. I have to comment, we've had some wonderful guests mm-hmm. since you've left. Really some wonderful experiences on the round table, but this just feels like, oh yeah, there are those slippers I was looking for.
That feels right. like home.
Well, I will tell you, I have been listening. It always warms my heart to see a new Air Check episode in my podcast feed. And now I just get to be one of your many fans.
There you
know,
go.
Listening around the world.
You're the originator.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake.
Jake, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Happy
thanks
holidays.
For having me.
Peaceful
you too.
Journeys, my friend.
You too.
Miette Hope is a young and very talented musician whose beginnings here in Colorado Springs with the band Edith Makes a Paper Chain led to a scholarship to the Berklee School of Music and now a career in New York City. KRCC's had the pleasure of watching her evolve through the years, and we welcomed her back to the studio for a couple of songs.
Hi, my name is Miette Hope, and I'm going to play you a couple songs from my debut EP, Pendulum. The first one you're going to hear is Enough.
Running on nothing, been walking all night. Struggling, trying to ease my sleepless mind. Discipline didn't ever sit right. Bitterness sinking in, maybe it's just part of my design. I need a quick fix, need something different. Whatever it is, I keep on wondering, will it ever be enough to bind me? Will it ever be enough to feed my appetite? 'Cause I'm never satisfied with what I've got. Will it ever be enough to bind me? Running in the moment, getting caught up in the high. Don't pick me up like it should. And longing don't give enough, but I know it hurts me so good. I need a quick fix, baby, just give me it. I know it's fleeting, but I just can't quit. So will it ever be enough to bind me? Satisfied with what I've got. Will it ever be enough?
Miette Hope, thank you for sitting in on Air Check today.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. You are from a musical family. I want to know what that was like to grow up around. Is that the thing that made it galvanized in you, that you wanted to pursue music?
Yeah, it was never really a question for me about whether or not I wanted to do it. I think it was actually surprising for me when I met families that had no music in their house. I didn't know that there were households like that.
Really?
Yeah.
But probably the first time I saw you participate in music was in Edith Makes a Paper Chain.
Yeah.
How did that come to be that you found yourself as a member or a guest member in that band?
I was actually playing clarinet in marching band at the time, and I would hear songs on the radio and kind of try and play along. And I would always like harmonize with the voices on the radio and just kind of like find myself in that music. And then a couple years later, I dropped the clarinet because I realized I couldn't sing or accompany myself with it. So I picked up guitar, and mom taught me a few chords, and then I like wrote my first song. And then when I was like singing and playing, I also picked up the ukulele, and that's when I kind of started to sing with the band. So I got experience working with professional musicians in the band, and I also got experience on the road. We would take these little summer tours around Colorado and over to New Mexico, and you know, we recorded a couple albums while I was in the band, and I got studio experience. And you know, I really strongly believe that I wouldn't have gotten into my dream school if it hadn't been for all of that experience.
Now you're at the Berklee School of Music. I mean, that is the bar set very high. Yeah. How did that all happen?
So I heard about Berklee a couple years before I started applying to colleges. And I was just, I became kind of obsessed. And I went to a summer program there to just kind of check it out. And I, you know, was completely in love with it. It was just incredible. The campus was beautiful. And I applied for the songwriting scholarship, and I found out that I had been awarded the songwriting scholarship as well as admitted to the school on the same night. And after the tears of joy and excitement came the logistic conversation about how are we going to afford this? And 'cause even with the generous songwriting scholarship, it just still wasn't really enough. And then I think a couple days later, I got an email from the scholarship department at Berklee, and they said, we'd also like to further nominate you for the Vans Off the Wall scholarship. So yeah, I think that's where Edith Makes a Paper Chain really came into play. And it was super awesome to have these videos of me playing and singing with them in different states, and you know, professional recordings and recommendations, the whole thing, I think was really helpful in getting me there. And yeah, then like a week or two later, I got a call from them, and I was the first scholarship recipient of this partnership between Vans Off the Wall and Berklee. I felt so incredibly blessed and still feel blessed.
It must be so amazing to know that just even leading into this school, you had already been recognized.
One thing that actually was a little tough for me is that, you know, the school was very excited to be collaborating with Vans, and I was the first student that was awarded the scholarship, so they did a lot with press and decked out my room and amazing stuff. Yeah, like they were super excited. They gave me a ton of Vans gear, and I think all of my peers knew about me, and it was hard.
but I didn't really think about it kind of putting a target on your back.
Yeah.
Did that take a while? Did you just have to start meeting people? They just had to get to know you, Miette, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And talk to you.
That's exactly what it was. But now I'm living in New York City, and I don't really care what anybody thinks. I really don't.
Yeah.
And that's, like, so freeing for me. And I think I had to go through a lot of discovery to really get there, you know.
Miette, you are absolutely going to be that person out there in the world sharing in the form of music.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Your
art.
You are absolutely invited back anytime, and we'll have you go out with another song.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Miette Hope, and this is the third song off of my debut EP, Pendulum, and it's called Feel It All.
Feeling everything at once. It's always all or nothing. At least I'm feeling something other than numb. 'Cause it's been so long. Open my eyes to see what's real. Been living on illusion. Oh, I need a resolution. I'm taking the time to heal. And I'm starting to move on. I wanna feel it all. I wanna feel it all. Living life from the outside looking in. Seems like a real safe place, doesn't it? I've been keeping face for the hell of it. Now I just wanna feel everything. I'm getting dizzy from your touch. It used to never faze me. Oh, your love is gonna save me. If it doesn't take too much. 'Cause I never have enough. And I wanna feel it all. I wanna feel. Living life from the outside looking in. Seems like a real safe place, doesn't it? I've been keeping face for the hell of it. Now I just wanna feel everything. I wanna feel it all. It all, and I wanna feel it all, it all, it all.
That was KRCC's Vicky Gregor talking to Miette Hope. Her EP Pendulum is available on Spotify and Bandcamp. Be sure and check out her YouTube video releases as well.
Recently, 91.5 KRCC and Mountain West reporter Allie Budner explored the magical and musical world of violin maker Juan Pablo Mijares to discuss the fine art of instrument craftsmanship, the wonder of wood, and hitting the slopes.
You have to be looking for Juan Mijares' violin shop to find it. The storefront is tucked deep behind an alleyway in downtown Colorado Springs. Small details make the place feel decidedly old world, from the carved wooden sign above the entrance to the plink of violin strings that serve as door chimes. Mijares says some of his customers declare the place is even otherworldly.
They compare this to the Harry Potter, the Diagon Alley or something like it. They walk in here and they go, wow, this is, you know, an amazing thing right here off the alley, and they don't expect it.
And what he does inside is magical. He turns pieces of wood and animal guts, hairs, and hide into delicate but durable musical instruments.
You're taking just $200 or $300 worth of wood, and you make it into maybe a $10,000 or $20,000 instrument that you can sell. So there's a lot of value created there, and then it lasts for 300 or 400 years.
Old and new instruments fill his entry room. Violins, violas, cellos, and even giant upright basses. The space has 14-foot-tall coffered ceilings for good acoustics.
So this is what we would call the showroom or the main room.
It's homey, with plush chairs and a sofa in the corner. And through another doorway, the workshop.
My favorite thing to do is the violin making. That's what I went to school for, was to be a maker. And business has gotten busy, so there's dealing with customers and repairs and sales. But I try to get in here really early where I can actually work on building violins.
He points to two panels of wood on his workbench, each carved in the classic shape of a violin silhouette.
Here's one that we're building, a viola, actually.
It's for his 19-year-old son. All five of his children and his wife play stringed instruments. One of the wood panels Mijares shows me has a sort of tiger stripe pattern in its grain, and he's already added a fine inlay of ebony called a purfling to highlight the outer edges of the shapes.
This is the back, which is made out of flamed maple material, and it's heavier, stronger wood for the back and the sides and the neck. And then the top is made out of spruce, which is a lighter, more resonant wood for the top.
He gives me an example of that resonance.
You can actually hear, if we tap the top, you can actually get a tone out of it.
He shows me a rack of chisels, planes, knives, and gouges. He says 95% of the tools he uses are hand tools for carving and inlaying wood. And he doesn't use any nails or screws to fasten the pieces, just glue.
That's one thing in a factory where they're just cranking out the instruments. They don't take the time to tune them and adjust them the way we can when we're building them one at a time. We can tune each instrument individually, and hopefully then you get a master instrument, a really fine instrument.
He loves making and restoring these fine instruments and says Colorado Springs has been a good home for his family and his business for the last 3 decades.
We wanted to find a place that didn't have a real established violin shop, but that had a professional symphony, you know, and a beautiful place to live.
It also has the mountains, and Mijares loves to ski.
I have a bad reputation. When there's a powder day, I close the door and I go ski. I just can't help it.
Of course, Mijares also loves playing the violin, but he'll be the first to say it's not his biggest talent.
I practice every day. I never seem to get any better, but I practice every morning because I just love, it's part of my, you know, my routine.
He plays me a bit of a Bach sonata on a violin he built himself.
I may not be famous or well-known, but just the idea that someone somewhere will be appreciating something that I did, maybe 100 or 200 years from now, that's kind of a nice thing.
And as for the longevity of his business?
My youngest, little girl who's only 10, she seems to be the one who's very good with her hands and always building and making things and gluing things. And she talks about taking over for me and kicking me out of the business, so we'll see.
Until then, Juan Mijares will be here with his wood, chisels, and glue. Unless, of course, it's a powder day. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
That was KRCC's Mountain West reporter Allie Budner. You can find Allie's interview with Juan at krcc.org. Special thanks to Joel Bielek for coming in on this holiday break to offer up his sound engineering skills. Hope you'll subscribe to AirCheck wherever you get your podcast fix, and be sure to like us on Facebook. Here's to 2020 and another year of fantastic music. For 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.